Welcome, fellow plebs. My name is Sean, and this is
Tribunus Plebis.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tribunus Plebis podcast post-election episode. This is a big damn day if you enjoy the status quo. First, I just want to say, I know it's been a little while for an episode, and I apologize for that. I dropped the ball a couple times, to be honest with you, and then I got sick. I had flu symptoms and felt terrible, and I got tested, and it turns out I did not actually have COVID, which kind of surprised me, to be honest. And I actually tried to record an episode this past Saturday, so I guess that was Halloween, but I was out of breath after like 5 or 10 minutes, and I had to abandon it. I gave it the good old college effort, but I just couldn't do it. I was too sick. So, it's not really, well, I mean, I guess it's sort of an excuse now that I've said it, but it should never have gotten that far, if I'm going to be honest with you guys. But anyway, we will push on to the next episode, which will come very soon, I promise. And I will talk about this a little bit more fully in that episode. But I just want to move right on to the election. And this episode is going to be a short one, just be real quick. I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or something, just to get some thoughts out of my head. So as I sit here right now, this very moment as I'm speaking to you, it looks like Joe Biden will win this election. It's certainly not guaranteed, but all signs point that way. So if he ends up losing, just know that I'm couching my words here and not saying he definitely won, all right? Because we're going to find out in the future what actually happened after I publish this. And, that's pro-level media stuff right there. All right, so Biden wins, or even Trump. What about it? Honestly, I'll be glad to see Donald Trump gone. If anyone still hasn't heard episode 14, please go back and listen to that for more about Trump. But I'm not really happy about Biden either. And you can go back to episode 1 of this podcast to see why. And listen, back in February, I think, it was like a week or so before Super Tuesday, so whenever that was, I wrote an article for my blog that said, Joe Biden could not win against Trump. I think it was actually titled, Joe Biden Cannot Win. The Democrats were basically running a slightly older, slightly less clear-thinking Hillary, again, and hoping for a different result. I did not think that this would work. The pandemic was just starting, and I don't think the economy had quite nosedived yet, but I could be wrong, and I didn't think that an empty suit running on nothing except Trump is bad could actually win. But then Trump kind of blew, he failed at everything over the next 9 months, and he still is barely losing this thing. But I said back in that article and in episode 1 of this podcast that I'd have to eat crow if Biden won. So here I am, eating crow. I was wrong. He actually seems to have pulled this thing off. This is the guy who so proudly peacocked around the Senate and whipped votes for the Clinton crime bill, which decimated entire cities and decimated the poor and lower working class populations of this country. Predominantly black ones. That crime bill stuffed humanity into prisons by criminalizing life itself. That crime bill was pure evil, and Joe Biden doesn't regret a single word of it. Not a single solitary word. I don't care what he says right now. He is hawkish to a fault and grabbed a flag and marched us right into a war in Iraq, which was based on a lie, and resulted in a massive war crime and crime against humanity. Thousands of U.S. soldiers dead, tens of thousands wounded, tens or even hundreds of thousands more wounded in ways that are not so easily seen. And over 1 million Iraqis have been killed as a result of this war, with many millions more wounded, scarred, and displaced by this Bush-era madness. Biden's politics are rooted in the 1970s and 80s and hold fast to neoliberal ideals despite his changing rhetoric. No, I do not trust anything that this mayonnaise-brained old fool has to tell me. He is a centrist corporate hack and shill at best. He is owned wholly and unrelentingly by the DNC and his corporate puppeteers. He is better than Trump in only a few limited ways, and most of which I will be glad to see, to be honest. I am not glad that he is elected, but I'm glad that a few things will be slightly better. And no, I really don't want to admit that. And now it looks like, again, as of right now as I record, that Biden will win. And he will then be faced with a McConnell-led Senate, which will do absolutely nothing that the Democrats want. McConnell will plead penury as he does his best to send us into austerity, something which he obviously rejected doing for Trump's term, and further ruin our lives. But like I've said before, cries of hypocrisy will not matter because these are absolute fucking monsters. They are not human beings. But all that said, that stuff's sort of besides the point. What I want to talk about is whose America this is. Today, in the past 4 years, they are not and were not Trump's America. It was just America with all of its assholes feeling free to sun themselves. And on January 20th, 2021, it will not suddenly become Joe Biden's America. These are just two awful people that rich people purchased to foist upon us to elect. What this is it's my America and your America and our America. And we should fight for it. We should fight for our rights to exist and for our friends and families to exist and for foreigners and visitors to exist as well. What we shouldn't do is fight for presidents to lead us. We shouldn't fanboy politicians. Politicians are our enemies, not our friends. This isn't a pro sport. As fun as that metaphor is for Facebook dorks to use, pro sports don't harm my wife or minimize my gay family members and friends. But these assholes do. I recently went somewhere in Connecticut, and there was like this quarter-mile-long dirt driveway from the main road, and it wound through some heavy woods before it hit the business. Along this driveway, there were 16 Trump flags and signs. Yes, I was so awed by the display that I did count them. There were more when I was on my way out, but I didn't count them because honestly, it was a little nauseating by that point. When this driveway opened up into a parking lot, the entire building, a deck railing, and hundreds of feet of fencing were plastered with Trump signs, flags, and banners. And in the trees surrounding the lot, even more Trump stuff, even including a few with Trump's face photoshopped onto Rambo's body holding a machine gun. And listen, I get it. Some of us prefer one president over another. This is almost normal. But what was going on here was not normal. A yard sign is normal. Dozens of flags and banners and creepy weird photoshops are not normal. It's an illness. Our country is being run on cults of personality, and if we can't see why that is fucking horrific and rejected at all cost, then we are done. When we put more effort into supporting a president than we do in supporting each other, we've lost. These people aren't heroes, Trump least of all. Making liberals cry is a sure degradation into cruelty and indolence. And for all you dorks out there with your RBG collars and Biden t-shirts, that includes you too. The Democratic side doesn't seem to suffer the same cult of personality issues that the Trump folks do. They just seem to suffer from some weird sports team-like fanaticism. Go blue, rah, rah, vote blue no matter who, anybody but Trump. Hashtag me too, except not now. Not now, because it wouldn't be convenient right now at this moment. Yes, I remember that bullshit, you hypocrites. So, where does this leave us? It leaves us with, Well, it leaves us with us. The most famous quote from Eugene Debs is this one. Quote, "I said then, and I say now, that while there is a lower class, I am in it. And while there is a criminal element, I am of it. And while there is a soul in prison, I am not free." End quote. And that is solidarity and the rejection of the concept of a personality cult leadership system. The team is the people. That is our team. Without these shitbags telling us how to feel and what to think, I believe we'd all realize this. Our way to fix this is not by electing the lesser of two evils. It is by rejecting evil leadership. It is by fighting with and for the people, not by electing those who would seek to help keep us apart and make war upon each other. Another Debs quote. Quote, "The very moment a working man begins to do his own thinking, he understands the paramount issue, parts company with a capitalist politician, and falls in line with his own class on the political battlefield." End quote. These people we elect, they aren't leaders. We are. Don't let them think for you. Fight them. We need to understand that so long as this system is in place, that we tell them what to do, not the other way around. Organize, unionize, fight back. Strikes, direct action, vote if we must, but always fight and resist. Stop pretending like one of these parties is good or that one of these candidates will help you. They won't. They never have. And that, my friends, is all for this episode. Please stay tuned for a full episode later this week. Bye. I love you guys.